98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, the dust is settling on the day that was yesterday, St. Patrick's Day, celebrated all across the country and all around the world. There was somebody I spotted yesterday who I thought had lived a very short life, but reappeared. You know the giant St. Patrick they put on the corner of the Temple Bar pub?
Yeah, Brenda, I was away when this happened, and I remember seeing a picture of this statue, and I thought it was AI.
Did you? Yeah,
but it was a real statue that got taken down.
Yeah, so it was this giant St. Patrick that they stuck. You know where they normally have the Christmas tree outside the Temple Bar pub?
Yes.
They replaced the Christmas tree with a giant St. Patrick, but he only lasted a few hours. He was taken down very quickly.
He didn't have permission. Was he too big?
It seems to be that way, right? So within a few hours, he was on his back, legs akimbo on the back of a trailer being dragged off.
Yeah.
Well, he reappeared yesterday at the Maynooth St. Patrick's Day parade.
Do you know what? I'm glad he wasn't wasted.
That he got his day.
Yeah, he got his day, his moment in the sun.
He also appeared at the Selbridge and Leixlip parades yesterday as well.
Gosh, he was rolled out everywhere.
And every time I read about him, he gets bigger. Originally, he was 10 foot, then he was 12 foot, but now apparently he's 14 feet.
Oh, do they put on a bigger hat?
I don't know, yeah. Also yesterday at the Rush Parade, there was a big bird doing wheelies on a quad bike.
Oh, I see that big
Very
bird make an appearance every couple of years.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a local legend, Big Bird, in the Paddy's Day Parade.
St. Patrick got his big day out anyway.
Oh, gas. If you were at a parade yesterday, we'd love to hear the most random thing you saw. I'm sure there were other things other than Big Bird and a giant paddy.
Yeah, I saw a sofa running around the road by itself. It must have been on wheels and controlled with a remote.
Wasn't someone dressed up as a couch?
I don't know. Maybe it was. I'm not sure.
Oh, bizarre. Very good. And Brendan, I'm wondering now, are you someone who believes in luck?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have any lucky rituals?
Not off the top of my head, I don't think I do.
Right.
No.
Well, new research suggests one of the most common good luck charms that people swear by, it's not a necklace, a coin, or even a pair of socks.
Yeah.
It's actually their underwear.
Oh, yeah. Like back in the day, you know, some of your friends would be like, I'm putting on my lucky underwear before we go out.
I remember hearing that back in the day. Well, apparently lots of people genuinely believe that they have a lucky pair of jocks or knickers.
Yeah.
Searches for the phrase lucky underwear, they've surged in recent weeks. And experts say that it ties to the idea that what we wear influences how we feel. So I suppose they probably can't prove that, it's a magical pair of undies.
Yeah.
But more the theory that you put something on, you feel more confident, therefore you have
deciding.
A better day.
Yeah.
Because you feel stronger and more sure of yourself, so maybe better things happen because you feel good.
Yes. I don't have a lucky pair, but I do have a favourite pair.
Same.
I just have a pair that I'm like, I love everything about them. The cut, the shape, the feel.
You feel more confident.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
And I will be very sad the day that, they become threadbare.
Yeah, true. Well, if you're putting on your pair of knickers this morning, your lucky charms, you're going to have a good day because you feel more confident.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Well, good morning to Tina, who's in Glasnevin. Tina says that her little win is that her two kids spent the night at their grandparents, so she's having a quiet morning.
Lovely. Love that for you, Tina.
Nice one. And Shane in Balbriggan's been on. Shane's getting the legs out today because it's mild.
Go on. Our Luke Thomas has
short
the legs out this morning.
Short season's here.
Yeah. Is it? Is it, though? Here's Stephen's little win.
Good morning, guys. My little win is my other half's away, so I have control of the TV to, get it.
Control of the TV. And all of the bed.
You always get to watch all of your shows in one go, undisturbed.
Yeah. Nobody asking you questions. Oh, bliss. Here's Anne.
My little win is I only have to work a day and a half this week. Amazing.
Excellent stuff, Anne.
Anne, work smarter, not harder.
It's what St. Patrick would have wanted.
True.
Jenny's in Tala.
My little win is I get out of the house before 7:30 this morning, which is a big win for me because normally it's after 8:00. I'm always late for work, but today I'm up before 7:30, so I should be there on time, if not early today. So yeah, I'm happy today.
I love that Jenny's like, I'm always late.
Jenny, you'll need to go around the office now and really make your presence known so everyone knows you were early.
Yeah. Here's Mark.
Morning, guys. My little win is my week is only starting today and I'm on a half day tomorrow for the weekend. Roll on.
Again, that's another day and a half.
A day and a half. Oh, the working week's getting shorter.
Between,
I love it.
Between the two of you now, you'll have half a week put in. And here's Ronan.
Morning, guys, and welcome back.
Thanks.
My good news is today is my birthday. Oh. And hopefully I'll get lots of presents later on.
Nice.
Ronan, happy birthday! Thank you so much for sharing all of your little wins. Ronan, Mark, Jenny, Anne and Stephen. You mightn't be working a full week, but you are getting some IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
What could it be?
Something fabulous.
98FM.
Oh, welcome to Wednesday's edition of Matchy Matchy. We're back from the club in Prague and we are hoping to give away some fabulous prizes this morning. All you have to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan. And if you do, you'll be getting your hands on all of these.
There's nothing I love more than impressing at my dinner party. And with this air fryer, you could do the same.
Because whether it's chicken, steak or a sausage, ooh, you'll be sizzling with this €100 butcher's voucher.
Ooh. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
There you go. Now you know what you're putting into the air fryer if you win it.
Yeah.
Delicious. Good morning to Erica, who's in Blanchardstown and who's on the school run this morning, Erica.
I was, yeah, I am.
Erica, how was your Paddy's Day?
Oh, it was lovely. We actually went to zoo.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
Yeah, they do arts and crafts and a disco and puppet show and they put a lot on for the kids.
Oh, very cute. That's a great thing to do for the day, Erica. Come here, I believe you spotted some friends on the telly yesterday.
I did, yeah. I work in the Rotunda, so we had a float in the parade yesterday.
Ah, brilliant.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I always hear from anyone who's been in the Rotunda that the food is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
It's all I ever hear.
Yeah, it's a tea and toast you get after having a bebé.
Yeah, well, the women think the tea and toast is good, but the actual food is gorgeous.
Yeah, I've heard the food is delicious.
Yeah.
Erica, how do you normally do when you play along with Matchy Matchy?
Sometimes we match more with the person that's playing than you guys.
Okay.
We'll try our best.
Well, we will try our best.
This is it.
Who would you like to play with?
I think we're going to play with Rebecca.
Rebecca, yay! Off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a matchy matchy with Erica and Blanche. So, Erica, your kids are in school today.
They are, yeah. Frankie and Phoebe, they're here with me.
Ah, Frankie and Phoebe, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, here we go. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is voice.
Voice. No.
Voice note. Your second word is baby.
Baby. Pram.
Baby pram. And your third word is P. P-E-A. P.
P. Oh God. P-E-A. P in a pod.
You saying pod?
Yeah.
Okay, so voice note, baby pram and pea pod. Erica and Blanche, are we locking those in?
No, can I change the P one?
Yeah, of course you can.
Can we change it to peanut?
Peanut. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, locking them in?
Yeah.
Here we go. We've locked them in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you, pet?
Oh, very good.
How was the soundproof booth?
Some fresh shamrock in there.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, just to enjoy for the next few days.
Were you telling us all about Prague?
I was indeed.
Yeah. Okay, your first word this morning to Matchy Matchy with Erica in Blanchardstown is voice.
Voice. Voice note.
Your second word is baby.
Baby. Baby. I'm going to say baby shower.
And your third word is P. P-E-A.
Oh.
P.
P?
Hmm.
Oh, gosh. P. Lots of things come before it. Pea soup, guys. I don't know.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Erica in Blanchardstown this morning?
Was it the pee that did it?
It was the pee that did it. You both said voice note.
Yeah.
Excellent. After baby, Erica said baby pram.
Yes.
And she went with peanut.
Peanut's so good.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh, Erica, you're very good at matchy-matchy, but sadly I wasn't.
Genius right. This morning, Erica. Thank you so much for playing. And
thanks
to Frankie and Phoebe as well. We're going to send you a 90LFM goodie bag.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Cheers, guys. Initially, Erica had said pea pod, as in like pea in a pod.
Yes.
And then she went, no, hold on a minute, peanut, which
peanut,
is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Wouldn't have come to me. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning if you'd like to win that air fryer and that butcher's voucher.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Wednesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, if you've ever gone searching for an Asian ingredient in Dublin, chances are you've ended up in Asia Market on Drury Street or in Ballymount. And our next guest grew up in that family business, and she is back for season two of her show, Eva Pau's Asian Kitchen. Eva, good morning and welcome
to
98FM.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming to see us. How does it feel to be back for a new season?
Really exciting. I mean, there are so many cool recipes this time, because last time I was doing more like stir fry and things, and then this time we're doing more like there's oven cooking, there's like, you know, there's different themes around it. So there's going to be like family favourites, there's got casual entertaining, there's like quick fix meals, so there's going to be comforting meals, so there's going to be like solutions for all different things. Yeah,
that's so exciting. How long did it take to film the second season?
So second season took 2 weeks, and then I did a Christmas a few episodes for Christmas, so that took another 3 days. So okay. 2.5 weeks.
Very good.
Yeah, very efficient.
And what are you kind of showing us how to cook? Are these dishes that you would cook day to day in your
yes.
own life?
Yeah. Yes. So I'm incorporating some desserts as well this time. So there's like a black sesame yuzu tart. There's like a Vietnamese tiramisu. So so there's going to be, and then there's banana fritters as well.
Oh, nice.
So,
oh,
yeah, I know. They're like kind of Chinese classics, and you know.
I'm a vegetarian, okay. And I'm wondering, do you have any dishes that are vegetarian that are going to be showcased in season two?
They're not specifically vegetarian, mm-hmm. but we're going to be exploring tofu. So we're going to be, are you a fan of tofu?
I love tofu so
oh,
much.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, great.
I eat it all the time.
Oh, and what do you do with it? Do you stir fry it?
Stir fry mostly, yeah.
Okay. So there is a stir fry dish in this season, but we're also going to be visiting an Irish factory like that makes tofu, fresh tofu.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it's run by like a Vietnamese family. And so it's just made locally and fresh. And so, because I think like the fresh tofu is so different to the, you know, there's
the one in the packet that you cook.
Like,
yeah.
There's like a pressed tofu, there's like a, you know, there's a softer type of a tofu. And so this one is just like a simple fresh tofu stir fried in like some Sichuan kind of. Are you a fan of hot?
I do. I like a bit spicy.
Bit of spice.
Yeah. So yeah, like this one, you can, I'm making it on the show with minced pork, because often, you know, tofu, people think, okay, it's only for vegetarians.
Yes.
You know. But it's not. It's like in Asian food, we always have that dish. Either you stir fry it with some meat, you know. So I'm showing people how, you know, you can incorporate some meat into the
okay.
tofu.
Yeah,
so it's tofu
good.
And minced pork.
Oh, wow.
And Sichuan style. So
nice.
Yeah. Lovely.
Oh, I'll be watching that.
You've got a cookbook coming out soon.
I do, yeah. I'm so excited about it.
What can you tell us about that?
Yes. So it is 80 of my most loved recipes, and the chapters are focused. Well, there's kind of a big introduction chapter, because the introduction chapter is all about, I guess, coming from like a Asian supermarket background, mm-hmm. you know, I want to tell people more about, I don't want to put like a two liner or three liner. I just want to tell people. So there's a whole section, like a whole page on like literally different types of soy sauces. And because like, you know, when I'm cooking like a Korean dish, you know, and I've tried using, you know, the Chinese soy sauces and, you know, but like the thing is, if you use a Korean soy sauce, it is actually, I feel like it makes the dish more authentic. And, you know, especially in soy sauces, you know, you have the light soy sauce, which is usually used for more salty kind of a flavor. And then we, in Chinese cooking, we use the dark soy sauce. But actually in Korean cooking, it's actually combined in one. So it's like an all-purpose. So you don't actually have to mix the light and the dark. It actually gives it a nice color. Because what I was trying to achieve was like one at home, I was trying to make this bulgogi beef, and then I was like trying to mix the light and the dark, and I was like, how do people get the color in this? Like, you know. And then I just grabbed like the Korean one, and I was like, just poured it in. I was like, this is perfect. You know. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to show like there are differences in all the different types of soy sauces. And then, so all the ingredients like in used in the cookbook, I'm going to be explaining, you know, why and how you use them. And, you know, because a lot of the ingredients, I'm going to say, like there's going to be three or four recipes. So, you know, sometimes when you know, you buy an Asian ingredient and then you might not use that recipe
yes.
again. And
yeah,
then,
yeah, yeah.
What do I do with that? It's at the back of my cupboard, you know. But this actually is a solution to it because, you know, there's, you're using miso paste, but I'm going to tell you, okay, well, you can use them in these five or six recipes. So you can have a go at
it. So handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super exciting. What's the name of the cookbook?
It's called Eva Pau's Asian Cookbook.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, we're really looking forward to that later on this year. I want to talk to you about Asia Market for a moment. Obviously, there's a store in Drury Street. We're always in it. Ballymount as well. Any plans to expand to anywhere else? Because it's so popular.
Yeah, well, at the moment, unless I expand my family, I wonder to help manage it. I don't know. But like, you know, we hope to kind of maybe do maybe smaller concessions, like, you know, and work with, you know, kind of have smaller mini Asian markets.
Brilliant.
And, you know, but I mean, people can buy the ingredients online. So at the moment, you know, the best solution is to buy online. But yes, hopefully we will make it around the country.
Oh, excellent stuff. Eva, we've got a couple of quick fire questions for you before we finish up.
Sure.
If you can pick one, rice or noodles?
Rice.
Rice.
Soy sauce or chili oil?
Oh, that's a difficult one. Soy sauce. It has to be soy sauce.
Okay, and if you could only eat, this is really hard.
Oh, no.
One dish every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, gosh.
That's so hard.
One dish. Fried rice?
Fried rice.
Fried rice.
Like,
it's
I make a
delicious.
Fried rice, like, you know, two or three times a week. You know, it's just something where in a household, like, you know, whatever is in the fridge, you know, you can just chop everything.
Yeah.
And put it in. And it's like, okay, it's a tasty meal, you know.
My gosh, I want some fried rice now. Eva Pau, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast. And Eva Pau's Asian Kitchen, it continues tonight, 8 p.m, RTE1 and RTE Player.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be chatting about what people shouldn't do with a clove of garlic.
Yes, that is on the way. First, though, a dad in England has spent over a year testing out every space in his local supermarket car park.
Every single one?
Every single space. He just parked in every single one of them just to test them out and see which one he liked the most.
You see, when I'm going into the supermarket, I just pick whatever one I feel like I can, you know, confidently park in.
Yes, I understand. Gareth Wild by name, clearly Wild by nature, ranked each of the 108 Sainsbury spaces.
Serious dedication.
Every time he parked in one of them. So each space he rated and placed into categories, including God tier, useful and avoid. Yeah. Gareth's two favourite spaces were A1 and A2, both located by the entrance to the car park. So not necessarily close to the door.
I thought you were about to say close to the actual door of the supermarket.
And dedication you mentioned there, it took him a year, 7 months and 2 days to complete.
Could you not, you know, do three in one day?
Yeah, and he spent £89.20 in parking charges.
So I suppose there's probably somebody in the spaces the whole time.
Yeah. Gareth said he was sad to complete the challenge, but is now eyeing up the nearby Morrison's, which is four times the size.
I was going to say, there's always another supermarket chain he can go to.
There's over 400 car parking spaces at Morrison's, so it's going to cost him four times the price.
We'll hear from him in 2 or 3 years.
We will, yeah. Finally this morning, it is often said never to listen to Dr. Google. You know, if you put your symptoms in, it's going to give you probably the worst, you know, the worst possible outcome. Well, now we're being reminded also not to consult AI when it comes to medical matters.
Oh, right.
And I'll tell you for why. A new study has found that chatbots, including ChatGPT, Grok and Gemini, have been advising people to shove garlic up their bum.
What?
Unlike that piece of advice, this is legit research published in The Lancet, which is, you know, a medical journal.
Like recently?
Yes. It found the bots have been telling people to insert garlic into their rectum if they want to boost their immune system.
Oh, gosh.
Let me clearly state, The Lancet says not only is there zero evidence of any medical benefits.
Yeah.
They say, the quote is, applying garlic in that way may cause injury.
Yeah, I just wouldn't say that's very comfortable.
I don't know if they're doing one clove or a full bulb.
Oh, I'm not sure, but neither.
Either is,
I know people do take garlic as a supplement.
Orally.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. But as well, like, you know, yes. tablets as well, yes, that you don't taste the garlic, as well as obviously eating garlic. Yeah. I saw you with the garlic clove in Prague over the weekend, rubbing it on a piece of bread.
That was delicious.
Yeah, it's part of a delicacy with tartare,
is it?
Yeah,
it was really good. It was really tasty.
Yeah, so Brendan ate the garlic.
I ate the garlic. It didn't shove it up my arse. More than 40 million people are estimated to ask ChatGPT medical questions every day, right? So the reminder is that all bots are pulling information from different sources online.
Yeah, yeah.
And they often present misinformation in a confident sounding tone. Same. When really you should only listen to a qualified professional. And as you mentioned there, if you really do want to take garlic, you can take an oral supplement.
Or eat it.
Or just rub it on a bit of toast. Bread. That's the best way to take it. That is Brendan's bit. Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.